Okay.
I did, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I did one time. Is this your list? Okay. Gemara tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah that sometimes Yichud is an issur in the Torah, and sometimes Yichud is an issur in the Rabbanim. What's the mock of the Yichud that should be the Araisas? It's based on Sudra Pashas Re'eh. The Torah says, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. So the Torah describes a situation where someone's going to come and try to talk you into doing Avodah Zarah, and Basay Salemot, someone's going to come privately in the dark of night, in no secret, to speak to you, to try to be Mashpiyah, to be Mesis you, to violate Avodah Zarah. The Torah presents a situation that a person is coming basesa. You have two people hanging around privately together. So the Gemara is a very, very strange drasha. The Gemara says that since the Torah introduces the parsha of Mesis by saying, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, this comes to teach us that Ben Misyachin in Imo, that only a son would be permitted to be Misyachin with his mother. In contrast to this, that other arise in the Torah would not be permitted to be Misyachin with one another. The Gemara says, therefore, a son can be Misyachin with a mother. Father similarly can be Misyachin with a daughter, but anybody else is off limits. So we'll have to talk a little bit later on, hopefully, about who those everybody else are. Not everybody's off limits, but pretty much that's the halacha, that all arayas have a violation of Nisa Yichud. So the Gemara says, the Farish of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that this is an Issa D'Araisa, even though it sounds a little bit from the Gemara, it's just an Asmachta B'Alma, but we assume that this is in fact an Issa D'Araisa. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that the Issa of Yichud D'Araisa doesn't apply under all circumstances, it only applies under the situation of arayas. That's the original model, that's the case, that's the original drasha. So if it's Yichud with an Eishes Ish, let's say, a Yichud with some other kind of a relative would be us to have relations with, that would be an Issa of Yichud D'Araisa. But the Gemara says anything short of Yichud with arayas, Yichud with Eishes Ish, that would not be an Issa D'Araisa. There is a technical machlekes acharonim. What if you have, let's say, a coin with a grusha or something? You have an Issa Lav. Is that considered to be like arayas for this purpose or not? Right? Technical issue. But the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, the Issa of Yichud is only with arayas. Then the Gemara says that in the days of David HaMelech, David HaMelech's Beis Din extended the Issa of Yichud with the Rabbanim even to Yichud with the Pnuya. If you have a single girl, so technically speaking, she's not an Erevah to you, so then there wouldn't be an Issa D'Araisa of Yichud. But with the Rabbanim, there would be an Issa of Yichud. What prompted David HaMelech to make this Issa was the Mice of Amnon and Tamar, his own family. Nebuchadnezzar saw the tragedy of what happened post a Yichud. So therefore, he made this Gezerah that you're not allowed to have Yichud even with a Pnuya. The Pashas HaDvarim is that this is irrelevant for us, Bizman HaZeh, because whenever you have a Pnuya Bizman HaZeh, she's always going to be a Nida. In the olden days, so women would go to the mikveh even before they were married, because they had to go to the mikveh for the purposes of taharas. So you would have a situation, you would have an unmarried woman who was not a Nida. But Bizman HaZeh, all unmarried girls, once they get their period the first time, they're considered to be Nidos Min HaTorah. So that L'chora, once a woman is in Nida, she falls into the first category of Yichud, which would be Yichud with an Erva. Not everybody agrees to that. One could argue maybe that Nida is not considered to be an Erva. There's much like Yisrael Shonim, Tosis in the Rambam, is Nida considered to be an Erva, not considered to be an Erva. But L'mais and Shulchan Aruch, we have the Paskin that Nida is considered to be an Erva. There's much like Yisrael Shonim in the Rambam, is Bia with a Nida Yehar Bel Yavor. So the Rambam writes in a few places that Nida is considered to be an Erva, because the Rambam defines Arayas as being any woman there's an Isser Kares, a Bia with an Isser Kares. The Rambam says, just open up Pashas Achrenos. Anyone who's on the list is considered to be an Erva. And Rabbi Natan disagrees. Rabbi Natan says that the definition of an Erva means a woman who is Asur Lazel Muteras Lazel. It means that you have a person's sister, so she's an Erva because she's also to you, but she's mutter to somebody else. Versus aunt is also to you, she's mutter to somebody else. And Eishes Ish is also to you, but she's mutter to muteras to her husband. That's considered to be an Erva. When you have a woman who's a Asur LaKol, so that's not considered to be an Erva, that's considered to be an Isser. It's like eating chametz basin. It's like doing Malach and Yom Kippur. A lot of Isur Kares out there, but that doesn't necessarily magnify the person as an Erva. So this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. There are others. There's another permutation within Rabbeinu Tam that maybe the reason why Nida is not an Erva is because it's betvilat or rachamana. How can you have an Erva who's going to become Muteras tomorrow? So she's not in mikveh tomorrow, then she's not an Erva. Then she's going to come 2 weeks later, she's going to be an Erva, then she's not going to be an Erva, you're going to be an Erva. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. An Erva is for keeps. You can have Eishes Ish, you can give a get, okay, but that's already a drastic thing. But a type of an Issa which comes and goes 2 weeks at a time, so that's not considered to be Gili Arayas. So again, there are two different versions within the Rishonim why neither perhaps should not qualify as an Erva. Either because it's Asura Lakol, because she's so Chomish as Asura Lakol, or because she's so Kal, the Issa falls off in a week after going to the Mikvah. Those are two possible reasons for a Ben Etam. But the Rambam doesn't buy into either of those things. The Rambam writes that a Nida is considered to be a full-fledged Erva, and therefore, according to the Rambam, the correlation would be is that it would be a Herva Yahava, which is in fact what it says in Shacharach. Shacharach and Chos Nida Baskins, that deal with a Nida is considered to be a Herva Yahava. The Chlikas and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, what about other Isura, about touching and Hachokas and things like that? Those are different stories. But the Ikar Isur, deal with a Nida, the Shacharach Baskins, would be a Herva Yahava following the Rambam against Rabbein Tam. So therefore, we who pass in the halacha that a nida is a full-fledged erva, so then l'chara yichud with a nida would be the same as yichud with a regular erva. So therefore, for us, whenever we speak about yichud d'araisa, we're not only talking about yichud with an eshes ish, we're talking about yichud with a single girl as well. It would also be a pravak min ha-Torah. But in theory, in the good old days, there was a concept of yichud with the rabbanon, yichud with the pinuyu is not a nida. Then the Gemara adds on that there was a third aspect of the Hilchos Halachos of Yichud that was instituted, and that was instituted much later, the days of Shammai v'Hillel, Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. They instituted an Isra of Yichud even with Goyim, that Yichud with Goyim is for sure only with the Rabbanan, and that wasn't even the Takon of David HaMelech, that was instituted way, way, way towards the end of Bayi Sheni. So again, so there are three dargas, there are three levels of Isra Yichud. Sometimes Yichud is deraisa, most of the time it's not deraisa. Sometimes it's the Rabbanan mitam, the Takon of David HaMelech, and sometimes it's the Rabbanan because of the Takon of Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. So again, it's not going to make that much of a difference. At the end of the day, Yichud with Jews, with Goyim, married women, single girls, it's all going to be also anyway. But sometimes it's important to know whether it's their eyes, if they're on it, certain kulas, sveikas, certain shalat that come up. So we'll be a little bit more noita l'hokka when we're dealing with the Yichud their abonin rather than Yichud their eyes. But so whatever, no matter how you slice it, the din is that there is in fact, on the books, there is not a real bona fide Isser of Yichud. How exactly do we define the Yisr Yichud? What exactly constitutes Yichud? So the classic Yichud is one-on-one. When you have one man and one woman, that's of course the actual Isr of Yichud. The Mishnah, the end of Masechet Kedushin, speaks about an Isr of Yichud with one man and two women as well. The Mishnah says that's also as well. It's unclear whether that's an Isr Derais or that's an Isr Derabonis. There were a group of Acharonim who came up with this idea, the Thomas Yar came up with this idea that maybe Yichud, one man and two women, is only Midirabbanan. The original Isr of Yichud is only one and one, but everything else is only Midirabbanan. So if you look in the Rishon, the beginning of Masechet Nida, you see that's a question. That there are some Rishon who say Befei Rishnat that way, who say that Yichud Yaraisa can be violated with one man and two women also. But that's a Shaya L'Halacha. Again, it's not going to make that much of enough Kamina. It's going to be also either Derais or Derabbanan, but it will chop a little bit of enough Kamina, like Abbe Sveikas and Shailas, Machloiksim and Kulas, etc. So the bottom line is one man and two women is a problem. If you can either deraisa or derabanan, what if the numbers go up a little bit? What if you have one man and three women? So that becomes a machlekes of the shodim. So Rashi, in the very end of Masechet Kedushin, claims that one man and three women is considered to be permissible. That's not a problem of yichud. And other Rishonim say there is no such kula, it doesn't exist. What prompted Rashi to say that was the Mishnah, a little bit of an unclear Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about a person who does business with women. So asok of imanoshev, he has to be careful not to misyachid with them. So Rashi, yes, what do you mean if a person does business with them? He sells perfume, he deals with women all the time. So he has to be extra careful not to be misyachid with them. So what do you mean he has to be careful not to be misyachid with them? Everyone's not allowed to be misyachid. It's a misr b'yichud. So Rashi says it must be that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where under normal circumstances it would be mutter. It's only also for this guy because since he's so close to women, he always deals with women, there's more of a chashash for him. But in theory, it would be mutter. In terms of the regular standards of yichud, it would be mutter. So what's the case? How come I'm asking? Huh? So Rashi says it must mean one man and three women. Since we don't find in the halacha that should be also, the Mishnah says one man and two women is also. The implication is one man and three women is mutter, except for the guy who's the asaf of imanoshim. Another Rishonim have a different shot in the Mishnah. Other Rishonim say, no, the Mishnah means even the guy who does business with women, even the guy who deals with women all the time, so he would think that he's not going to be chaytay, it's part of his business, so even he has to be machmed on the halachas of yichud. But whatever those halachas of yichud are, the standards of yichud aren't any different for the person who's a sachem of anoshim. So there is no such heter. According to the other Rishonim, the Mishnah, there never was a heter of one man and three women. So no matter what it is, Rashi holds that there is such a heter, and other Rishonim hold there's no such heter. So how do we pass in the halacha? So the Ramah writes that if you're really stuck, you can rely on this sheet, this Rashi. So we try to avoid this. We don't try to rely on this lechachila, but sometimes under very certain limited circumstances, one's really stuck, one can rely on sheet, this Rashi, that one man and three women would be permissible. What about if it's the other way around? What if it's two men and one woman? So here the Mishnah says it's okay. The Gemara explains that for whatever reason, there's no chashash when you have two men and one woman. Nevertheless, the Gemara puts the brakes on this kula. The Gemara says that this kula of two men and one woman doesn't always apply. Lo shara alavik sherim, avav prutzim lo. That it only applies to people who are kosher, not to people who are prutzim biarayas. So what exactly does that mean, prutzim biarayas? Why is there more of a chashash? Well, we know why there's more of a chashash, but what does that mean, that prutzim biarayas? So there's a strange Gemara. The Gemara said, tells a story about one of the Amoraim who was wanted to be miyached two men and one woman. So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do that because you had the din of a paretz b'arayas. A paretz is an amira. What do you mean it's a paretz b'arayas? So the Gemara says, a kosher b'arayas is only someone azad, sadik, she'ein, kamoy, mamish, the guy such as super duper duper yirei shemayim. And even this particular amira didn't meet those criteria. So there's machlekes of Rishonim, what to do with that Gemara? How seriously, how literally should we take that Gemara? So some Rishonim, the Ram took the Gemara very literally. The Ram says, yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara says, that the standards to be kosher b'arayas, the one to invoke this heter of two men and one woman is you have to be really, really firm. You got to be mamish la'ela, guy mamish sits and reads himself to Shalom, the mamish, the guy's never, ever, 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 ever chashash ki uze. But a regular guy, even a regular frum guy, a regular Shabbatar mitzvah, a regular amora, just every run in the mill amora, so he wouldn't qualify to be a kosher b'arayas for these purposes. And the Ran says, nah, it's not true. The Ran says that it was just a midas chasidus, the Gemara didn't really mean it. The Gemara says that if you're kosher b'arayas, and then you're allowed to rely on the Ikra did of two men and one woman, the Gemara just meant as a midas chasidus b'alma, you shouldn't rely on the school unless you're super duper special. But push comes to shove, Nikra, then it's really mutter, as long as you're basically a kosher arayas, a guy's not chashal and arayas, so that would be permissible. So that's a machlekes of Rishon Mahalacha. So we're pretty makel in the Shaila, or most pretty makel in the Shaila, that as long as a person is pretty much a kosher arayas, he's not kosher in these areas, so then one would be permitted to rely on the school of having two men and one woman together. However, the post can point out, if the guy really is parutz b'arayas, that's not the problem. So then it's also Mikra did. We don't have to be machmir in terms of such a high standard of what's called kosher b'arayas. We could be a little bit more make on the standards for kosher b'arayas, but it's got to be kosher. It's got to be something that's not kosher. Excuse me, if a guy really is kosher for intach, it's also Mikra did. So I had this shayla recently. Somebody called me. A girl called me. It was a very complicated, delicate, sensitive situation. It was a shayla of yichud with himself. So a stepbrother, mine says the whole story together. The bottom line is it was a question of this girl being together with two of our two stepbrothers or something. So we'll talk about later on about some of the details of those kinds of tricky situations later on. But this particular case would have qualified as an isra of yichud. So the shayla of one girl, this teenage girl. Together, the parents were going to be away, whatever it was. It was going to be one girl with two of our brothers, two of our not real brothers, two of our stepbrothers. So the question was, would that be okay in terms of two men and one woman? So I asked her one question. I said, are your brothers from? So she hesitated for a minute. She said, well, one of them is, and the other one... So I said, what do you mean? It means he misses my creation once in a while. So is he from that area? Is he kosher in the realm of Arayas? So she said, he's not what they call colloquially Shomeregia. That was the lashon that she used. So I said, that's a problem. That's what the poskim say. That's exactly what kosher Arayas means. Kosher Arayas doesn't mean that he's mamish mizana. I mean, someone who doesn't keep the whole picture of Arayas properly is not considered to be a kosher for this area of Halacha. So I said, it's a problem. I said, so then she said, how am I going to explain this to my, I said, I don't know, it's a different story. So tell him to call me, I'll try to explain it politically correct. But Lamais, that's the din, that if you have someone who's Choshe B'arayas, that would be a problem. We need to go to line, what's called Choshe B'arayas? So you see in different svarim, have different nuances as to what's called Choshe B'arayas in these purposes. So you see different, slightly different standards in different communities as to what's called Choshe B'arayas. If you look at certain books that are written today, certain svarim written today, so they may have certain comments like if a person goes to the movies, that's called Choshe B'arayas. I would say it depends what movie he watches. A guy goes to attack inappropriate movies, knowingly, full willingly, he's going to inappropriate movies. Again, you don't have to be chashit to be over znus v'neishazesh. It means if a person's not careful in this area of halacha, so if a guy goes mamish liberally to movies that are really preaches to the movies, you know, so in some svarim you'll see if a guy watches TV, he's paros b'arayas. So I said, that's the same thing. I said, it depends what he watches. If a guy walks past the TV and he watches the CNN for 2 minutes, so I wouldn't say that's worth the rice. If a guy in Ochanami goes, turns on a program and watches something inappropriate on TV, constantly, he always does that. You know, it's also tough. A shala parts barayas lagavi this halach. So again, it depends on the situation. A person who's basically shomer einav, and everyone, person tries the hardest to observe these halachas properly. So that even a person's nichshel once in a while, but that's not called parts barayas. The guy basically is trying his best to observe these halachas properly. So then he's called a kosher barayas. He's not a kosher, and therefore he could follow the skula if he has to of two men and one woman. Gemara puts the brakes on this halach of two men and one woman and says that's not always true, that there are certain exceptions to this rule. That let's say you have a baderech, so you have a walking on the way, they're traveling together, so then two men and one woman would not be enough. Why? In the olden days this was a problem, because you had people traveling on the way, so very often they would go off, someone would have to go off to the side to go to the bathroom. So they would pull over to the side of the road, they stop the wagon, come to the side of the road, the guy would go off into the woods to go to the bathroom, then it would turn out that you had one man and one woman. Even though it's not b'yichud, in the sense if it's not in an enclosed area, yichud doesn't only mean behind closed doors. Yichud means in any secluded area. So if one guy's going to go off to the bathroom for 20 minutes, so it's going to end up that there's one man and one woman being together. So that would be a problem of yichud. So therefore the Gemara says you can't even set up the situation. You can't set up a situation where you have two men and one woman going by derech. Does this really apply to Zman Hazeh? Usually people don't go to the bathroom that way. Most of the time you pull off to a gas station or something. So I don't know, maybe you can argue maybe that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. The last time I tried to pull over to the side of the road, I'll tell you the details of the story. We were coming back from the mountains, and there was no yichud problem, just me and Menachem and Abzeb at the time. So we had to, of course, go to the bathroom, so we pulled over to the side of the road, and got off the highway, just went off to a little bit of a country road just for a second, not to be so obvious, and a bear walked in front of us, so we immediately turned back. That was the end of that particular excursion. So it was a very big bear, also. It wasn't a little cub, it was a big, like, you know, the kind they have in the zoo. Anyway. Yogi says. Anyway, so he was looking for a bigger basket. But again, in the days of the Gemara, so that was a real chashash in terms of two men and one woman going baderech. The Gemara then has another chashash. What if it's balayla? So if you have two men and one woman together in a room, and it happens to be nighttime, so then there's also a fear that even though right now, the way the situation is, it's not a problem of yichud, but it could very, very quickly become an issue of yichud if one of the men is going to fall asleep. So if one of the men is going to easily fall asleep, they're going to be left with one man and one woman. That's going to be a problem of yichud also. So therefore the Gemara says, balayla, you can't set up such a situation to start with. So that type applies even to Zman Hazeh. So one has to be careful about that. What exactly does Laila mean for these purposes? Well, the post can point out that Laila doesn't mean shkia, doesn't mean tzeis kichavim. It's not like, it's not davening mincha, it's not kabbal Shabbos. This has to do with sleeping time. So whatever is considered to be the normal time in that time and place to go to sleep, then you have to be afraid to go to sleep. So 9 o'clock at night is not yet a chashash, but 12 o'clock at night, I don't know, maybe not whatever curfew is. What time is curfew? Everybody observes curfew. 12, sure, of course. So 12 o'clock at night, everyone's fast asleep, lights out. So mustama, that would be when the problem kicks in. The poskim discussed this, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on. You have this problem, you have a chuppas nida. We'll talk about the details of chuppas nida for a little bit later. But if you have a situation where the kala is a need at the time of the chuppah, so obviously you can't have yichud. So they like to throw somebody else into the yichud room. They don't want to announce to the whole world that there's a chuppah's need, so they usually stick somebody into the yichud room. So they stick, another boy or something into the yichud room. See, if you have two men and one woman in the yichud room, so that would technically be okay, unless it's balayla. So what's considered to be balayla? So most weddings, very often the chuppah is after dark. So that's not considered to be layla. But Shulchan writes that the poskim write in chuppah's nida that layla is considered to be a time when people go to sleep. So 9 o'clock at night, in the middle of a wedding, in the middle of the atrium, nobody's going to sleep yet. I mean, you may fall asleep waiting for the chazakal to come out, but that's not considered to be a zman shein, and therefore that is the status of yom. So it would be subject to the regular halachas of yichud bayom, which would mean two men and one woman. So again, so in terms of the numbers of people for yichud, so one and one is for sure also. That's the yichud derais, whatever that applies. One man and two women is for sure asar. That's a shala, whether that's yichud derais or yichud derabbanan. One man and three women, Rashi claims, is mutter, and others deny that whole kula. If you have two men and one woman, so then mikra, then that's mutter. But that's only true if it's someone who's kosher, not someone who's parah. So if it's parah, then it's a problem. And even if somebody's kosher, so two men and one woman is not always mutter. It's only mutter when we're not afraid that's going to subsequently lead to yichud, but we will eventually deteriorate to becoming a situation of yichud, either through derech with zman gemar or laila with zman hazeh. So that would be a problem. One would have to be careful. How do you be careful? Without that, you have to have an additional man on board. So if you have the extra shomer in there, you have the third man aboard, so that's going to be mutter. We're not afraid that two are going to go to the bathroom at the same time. We're not afraid that two are going to fall asleep at the same time. So that would be okay. So whenever you have laila derech, you just hike up one more shomer, and that would be okay. And after the mitzvah tomorrow, we'll start talking about some of the coolest, some of the ways to get around some of these.